Okay, so last week we talked about being a media mogul, mastering one form of traffic, and we talked about getting traffic from online marketplaces. That's what we talked about. And this week we're talking about getting into production mode. And I hope that this week is going to be rather short, but impactful. Now, what we're going to talk about is trying to focus your schedule on what you want the buyer's experience to be. That is the key to really trying to figure out what you need to put into your schedule and how you're going to move from big goals to big processes to making stuff happen on a daily basis. Someplace in between there, things tend to get lost. Things get lost in trying to figure out what goes onto your to-do list or what goes on into your journal. And while the tools are important and while your method is important and even your motivation at times are going to be important, this is going to be, I think, more important than any of those things. Sometimes you can have as people who will try to motivate you to do more, they will say you've got to have a big why. I think that's true. However, you can have a big enough why and still struggle to figure out what needs to be done on a daily basis. That can still happen. And it happens very often to information marketers because there's so many things coming at you, so many things you have to incorporate into what you're producing as well as into what you're selling, that's very easy to get distracted even with your own activity. And so what you've got to do, if you've got to focus on the schedule you want your buyers, you've got to focus on what the experience you want your buyers to have. Let's get into what we mean by this. I want to start by just talking briefly about why it's hard to focus on the right things. And you're going to find, if you haven't found them already, getting the right things done every day when you market some kind of information is hard to do. So if you're selling an information product, whether it's an ebook, maybe it's a video course, it doesn't matter what it is. When you are selling information in particular, when you're marketing information, when you are coaching and you're trying to help people, it's hard to get the right things done every day to make sure that you're getting the customer in front of you in order to make the sale to them or even to close them. And here's what you'll probably find. It's always easy to justify any time that you're going to be spending on social media promotion. That's always easy to justify in your mind. It's always easy to justify in your mind that spending time relating to JVs is something you have to do, and so you spend time doing that. It's always easy to justify that you've got to go over and above when it comes to customer service because, again, the customer is always right. That's easy to justify. However, and again, all those things are very important. So please do not think that I'm saying that any of the three of those things are not important or less important than getting into production mode. But you can easily look up by just doing these three things every day and trying to figure out why you're no closer to a launch day, why you have the feeling like you're chasing your tail. You can do all three of these things any given day, and it can take up the entire working space of your day. And if you've ever had that happen, then you probably know already that it's very easy to spend time on these things that are easy to justify spending time on, but never getting closer to actually launching or putting together a launch date. And if you don't do that, right, if you don't have a launch date right now that you're working toward, you're probably going to have the feeling like you're chasing your tail a week from now if you've not launched or released something where you're going to be asking somebody to buy something new that you produced. You will always have the feeling that you're chasing your tail if you don't do that. But these three things in particular, and other things also, they can take up your time from doing that. They can take up your energy and the headspace you need to do this. I'm not teaching you right now. I'm not teaching you hard tactics. I'm telling you about the mindset you're going to need to have in order to get the right things done. What tends to go into our schedule? What tends to be the things? What kind of things tend to go into our schedule, if we're lucky? Now, in some cases, these things don't even always make it into the schedule. But what I'm saying, when I talk to people, these are the things that tend to make it into one schedule. I'm going to do a podcast. I'll hear people say that. I'm going to be working on my podcast. I'm going to produce an episode, and I'm going to make it available. I will tell you that if you go inside of, and I'm not suggesting you do that. In fact, highly suggest you stay away from them. If you go inside of most or any podcast groups, most of the discussion will be about how many downloads are happening. Most of the discussion will be how long people had to podcast before they got a sponsorship. Most of the discussion will be how long it's going to take before people get to their first 1,000 downloads. So you've got to be careful about where you spend your time. But I will hear people say, hey, I'm going to work on producing a podcast. I will hear people say, I'm going to work on a blog post for this week. I will hear people say, I'm going to work on my training. And I hope you're certainly doing that. But that goes into your schedule, hopefully. I'm going to be working on launch. Hopefully you are working on the launch. And that's going into your schedule. I'm going to work on promoting the things I'm doing. That goes into the schedule. That tends to be the thing that people work on. I'm going to work on writing an email today. I hear people say that. I'm going to work on social media today. I'm going to work on Facebook, getting traffic. I'm going to work on Twitter, LinkedIn, all those things. And these are all good, necessary things. All of these are things that are necessary if you're going to build an information marketing brand, if you're going to sell anything. At the end of the day, you've got to monetize something. And these are going to be things that will ultimately lead to monetization. They're good things. Any given day, though, they could be the wrong thing. So just so you know, just because you put these things on your schedule doesn't mean you're any closer to monetizing an information product of your own. So this does not necessarily mean that because you put these things on your schedule and you worked on them, this is the right thing. Any given week, you can schedule all of these things and they may or may not be the same. They may not be the thing you need to be doing in a particular week or on a particular day. Now, you might feel like that sounds strange, even though they're all necessary and good things. Here is the key question to answer. And as I said, this is not going to be long tonight, but I hope it is impactful. Here's a question you have to answer. It's not just whether or not you're going to podcast or do some activity or a YouTube video. That's not the end of the point. The point is, what do you want the buyer to experience? What do you want a buyer to experience? And you're going to have to every single day, every single week, when you're setting out your plan, you've got to decide what you want the buyer to experience. Do you want them to hear a sales message in your podcast? Is that what you're working toward? Is that why you're podcasting? Because in other words, if you're podcasting for your business or you're trying to build trust, do you want them to hear a sales message? Is that why you're doing it? Do you want them to have a better view of you so that they will want to buy more from you? Do you want them to join your online community? That's one I just kind of snuck that in there, right? Do you want them to come to your training? That's a viable goal. You've got to start thinking about not just doing a podcast, not just doing a YouTube video, not just doing something for the sake of activity. You and I have to be intentional about what we want the buyer to experience. I'm going to get deeper into this and why this makes a difference. Whatever your goal is, here's what you got to do when you do a podcast. And this is very, very important. If you're going to do a podcast, YouTube video, blog post, a training, you've got to put yourself in the space, in the head of the buyer. What do you want them to do as a result of coming to your training? What kind of experience do you want them to have in order to get ready to buy something from you? Because it's not enough to craft a training. You've got to get as best as you can. You've got to be the person that's going to be on the end of that training, on the end of that podcast, and the end of that video, the person watching your video. What do you want them to do before they buy? And so if you're thinking about these things, you're going to create the right kind of podcast, video, blog post, and you're also going to put in the right level of promotion and put that blog post or video in the right place. It's never going to be enough just to take action. You and I have to get enough of the right things done on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. If you start with what you want a buyer to experience, what that means is that you really don't have time to do everything you thought you did. It's because it takes more time to think through how you're going to structure a podcast or a blog post or a YouTube video or even a social media post. If you think about what you want the buyer to experience, and how they're going to read that blog post and go from what you put there to over to your sales page, you might have to do a little more work than just posting something on Facebook or just putting something on LinkedIn, or I'm just going to write a post up there and magic is going to happen. I'm going to do all this content and people are just going to go to my offers. It does not happen like that. It typically is going to happen when you put some thought into what you want a buyer to experience before they click on the link and go over to buy what it is you have. And so that means then you got to make some choices about what you need to do every day. You might have to learn a little more about how to do something in a particular area. Now, you know, we've been talking about being a media mogul. Is your source of traffic going to be LinkedIn? Is your traffic source of traffic going to be Facebook? Is it going to be YouTube? Listen, if it's going to be, you don't have time to be all over the place. You might need to be focused on the medium that you're going to be in, that you're mastering, and you might be focused on how you structure content to get people over to your workshop or to your sales page. That needs to take up your day rather than being in social media, and I use this phrase all the time, and please don't think I mean it to be mean, goofing off. And it happens. A lot of us goof off over there when really what we really need to be doing is making more of an intentional effort about what we want the buyer to experience, putting ourselves into the buyer's shoes. Because some of the posts that we make, some of the videos we do, we're just kind of doing them and hoping that the buyer is going to click on something and then go over to our page. And we have no idea. We haven't studied. We haven't gone through any training. We haven't sought out to master that medium. So we have no idea. We're just kind of posting and hoping. That's not going to do it. And there's no reason it has to do it. You and I have to make decisions about what we want to learn, what we have to do in order to get a buyer to do some of the things and have the experience we want them to have. You've got to make choices about what things you need to buy to get into your business. What do you need to purchase in order to help you to accomplish the task of getting the buyer to have the experience that you want? What do you have to buy? Do you have to buy tools? I'm not talking about getting sold to this time. I'm not talking about waiting for a launch to happen. I'm talking about deciding what experience do you want a buyer to have? What do you need in order to create that experience? You've got to go buy it. So don't wait for a launch to happen. Don't wait to get sold to. Don't try to stockpile tools. Instead, try to figure out what kind of experience you want the buyer to have, and whatever tool you've got to buy in order to create that experience, or to create the kind of product, or to create that kind of coaching program, you've got to go and buy it. Do you need training? If you've got to go buy training to learn how to do stuff, listen, if you do not have the skills, and most of us don't have the skills right at this moment to go to whatever our next level is, that's human nature. So whatever skills you think you need, you don't have them right now. I can guarantee whatever skill that is, you might say, well, yes, I do. You know, no, you probably don't have the skill yet. None of us do. If you are not engaged in some kind of area where you're getting better and you are working toward the next stage of being able to create the buyer experience, more than likely, you're not going to be able to create the buyer experience because you're probably at the level at which you have purchased the training you need, that you have taken action in that training, that you have studied that training. You and I have got to get the right training into our system. We've got to get it into our daily activity so that, again, we're working on creating the right buyer experience. If you're not able to create the right buyer experience, go get the training and the teaching that will teach you how to do it. You might need to buy talent. What do I mean by talent? That means then you might have to partner with somebody and you might have to give them half. I'm not talking about affiliate marketing, even though that's one way of being able to do it. You might have to get a partner, and you might have to give up half. Now, listen, now when I say this, please do not be quick to partner. You should be slow to partner, so don't ever form partnerships fast. It's not a magic bullet. You've got to be very careful about how you partner. We'll talk about that in another session. But sometimes you need talent. You might need to purchase some talent on Fiverr in order to get the things done that you need to do. You don't have the skills. You don't have the time. You don't have the ability. You might have to purchase talent. Whatever it is, whether it's tools, training, or talent, you and I have to purchase what it's going to take to create the buyer experience we know we want the buyer to have. You decide. You decide every day. When you make out your schedule, or you decide at the beginning of the week, or you decide in your mind, and I hope you will decide after this call, what do you want the buyer to do? Let's say you have not found the buyers. I have not found a lot of buyers for what it is I want to sell. Then that's what you got to figure out. So please do not go trying to ask people what it is you need to sell. And again, I'm all for surveys and asking people what they want. But I think someone said, and it may have been, I can't remember who said it this week, it's something I read. Sometimes you can't necessarily always ask, you know, the people that you're going to sell to what it is you need to sell to them. You've got to be able to determine what it is you think they need according to your own core principles. So here's how you're going to do this. How do you figure out what you need to put into your schedule? You start with monetization and work backwards. What do I mean by that? What do you want people to buy from you? What are you going to sell? Is that the experience you want them to have? In other words, do you want them to, so if someone is buying a video product from you, do you want them to have the experience, what experience do you want them to have with that video product? What are you going to add to the video product to give them the experience you want to sell? Now, again, I'm not saying just throw a bunch of stuff in there just to get them to buy it. It's not what I'm saying. And I'm also not saying to overdo it, trying to create something grand and then sell it for $3. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that you need to understand where you're going to meet the market, and you decide what you're going to sell. What do you want people to buy from you? Where can you provide the most value right now? So whatever that is, if it's, is it coaching? Is it an information product? Is it a challenge? Is it a PDF? Is it a journal? Whatever it is, how can you provide the most value so that when you present people with the offer, they're going to buy it? How will they find out about the sales page? Very important question. That's what you and I have to be working on every single day. How are they going to find out? And so you and I really need to be developing systems for people to find out about the sales page. I'm going to say this to you, and please do not take offense to it. Posting on social media is not a system to get people to your sales page. It isn't. And I say that, and I've got three fingers pointing back at me as I point my finger at you when I say that. It's easy to do that. It's easy to justify the time you're spending by posting in different places. Is that a system for getting people to your sales page? It probably isn't. And so these are the things that you've got to work on every single day. Because if you're not working on that, more than likely it's not going to happen. And again, I'm talking about where you and I are spending our time. We're talking about tonight, how are we going to get into the kind of production mode that makes us money? And so if we're not working on this, it's not going to happen. How are people going to trust you? Let's say, okay, well, I got them to the sales page, but they don't know me. How am I going to get them to trust you? Are you going to do it all with sales copy? But you got to learn how to write sales copy, or you got to buy some sales copy, right? Or you got to buy a sales or a copywriter. How will they trust you and say yes? How are you going to build that trust? Are you building that trust every day through your daily email? I hope you are. Are you going to build trust by getting affiliates to promote for you? If so, you've got to be working on those affiliate relationships. Again, what are you putting in your schedule every day that leads to monetization? Start with monetization. Work backwards. Start with what you want people to buy from you. Start with where you can provide the most value. Start with how you're going to get people to that sales page. Sometimes, if you sit down and you answer those three questions every single day, it'll dictate how you spend your time. Can I ask you to do something? If you answer those three questions next week, for example, don't put anything else on your schedule, on your to-do list, and don't do anything else unless it accomplishes those three things, where you're producing what you want people to buy, where you're producing the thing where you've got the most value, where you're getting people to that sales page and you're working on it, however you want to get them. Everybody's going to be different, but you've got to be thinking about that every day. If you're going to be writing a blog post, you're doing a podcast, you're creating content, it's not, please don't just do one. Just don't do a blog post just to do one, just to take action. Do a blog post based on what you want the buyer to experience before they buy from you. What do you want people to see in this blog post and go click on before they know you, before they buy from you? What do you want people to experience while they're in the sales process? So when you're designing things like sales pages and thank you pages, what do you want people to experience? What do you want people what do you want the buyer to see? What do you want them to do? How are you going to monetize this process? After they buy from you, what kind of emails? Do you have your emails automated, or are you sending broadcasts? What are you saying in your broadcast after people buy from you? Create the experience. And listen, this is not easy, what I'm telling you to do. This takes your time. What I'm telling you today is that if you're not spending your time doing this, you're spending your time on the wrong things. I want to bring all this back to the basics of this series that we've been talking about. What are the basics of this series? What's some of the basics? Let's talk about monetization moving backwards through the basics. We're talking about people buying a higher ticket or a monthly membership. We're talking about having a learning center. So again, do you have one? Do you have a learning center? Do you have something, this continuity, that you can sell as high ticket? In other words, do you have something that people can pay for monthly or that they can get annually and give you over $300 for? Do you have something? If not, again, I'm talking about where you're spending your time. I'm talking about the way you're spending your time. If you don't have it, how are you going to build enough trust with people to get them to buy that higher ticket offer? You are going to do that by making an offer all of the time, by making different offers, by doing a product snowball. We talk about that. That's principle number three. We're talking about doing weekly training, principle number two. And we drive them through to our weekly training with what? Unique content. We talk about the content factory, which is principle number five. This is how we're talking about these things that we're doing every single week in order to, again, put the right things into our schedule. Because if you're not putting the right things into your schedule, I can almost guarantee this is why you can look up 2 weeks from now, from today, and not have done anything toward doing the launch, not have done anything toward monetization. What's the conclusion? To be intentional. You've got to be intentional with your time and your resources. And you've got to be especially intentional with social media. What do I mean by that? Yeah. If you look at I want you to look at your browser history or anything where you track your time and try to look at your browser history to measure. Sometimes you really have no idea of how much time you're spending and where you're spending it. Go to your browser history. And if you have the kind of browser history and maybe you're hiding it for a week, turn it on. Right, you might be trying to keep your privacy and all those things, and I understand that, but this is more important for a week. You need to try to figure out where your time is going, and you need to go look at your browser history, because you don't know until you do. And for most people, it'll shock you. It will shock you. And for some people, it's going to bring shame. But the idea is not to bring you shame. The idea is for you to answer the question. Is your activity leading to your building a customer experience? Or can you look at your browser history right now and say to yourself, I'm building the customer experience I want them to have? Is that what you're doing? Because if you're not, chances are you'll be in the same position, wherever that is, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. Do you need to launch or promote, produce more? Probably do. You probably need to launch more. I don't know you. I don't know what your market is. I don't need to know your target market. I don't need to know it. You probably aren't launching enough. And it doesn't have to be in the business opportunity or make money online space, if you're in the weight loss, I'm just telling you, you're not launching enough. You can, if you show me your launch schedule and you show me a launch schedule where you're doing every other week, I'd say you're not doing it enough. If you're telling me that you're launching every single week and you're not quite where you are, you're probably not launching enough. Do you need to launch or produce more? Likely you do. Are you buying the right things? Are you being sold? Now, let me take a step back and kind of talk to you about this. Am I saying that you need to do this forever? No, but you do need to build a product snowball. You do need to build a list. You do need to build enough people to start putting them into your higher ticket offer. There is an end to this. So you're not going to launch and do product snowball forever. You're trying to find the right kind of person, right? The reason you're launching all these times is not so that you can do it forever. You're doing it so that you can find the right customers for your continuity offer and your high ticket offer. So you're basically putting, it's like fishing, and I don't fish, so please do not. I may have the analogy wrong, but when you cast your bait into the water, you're trying to find the right kind of fish, and you can't do that without casting your line into the water. Are you buying the right tools, talent, and training, or are you waiting to be sold things? It's a good question, and you got to think about that. Once again, look at your browser history. Look at your purchase history, right? And once again, I want to reiterate this. You and I probably don't have the right skill set, right? We to get us to the next level. We don't. Right now, you don't. You need to buy it. Whether you buy it through training, whether you buy it through tools, whether you buy it through talent, you probably don't have the skills to get you to where you got to go next. So you're going to have to think really hard about the kind of experience you want to create for a buyer and how you're going to give them that experience. Like, you know where you provide value. It's not going to be the way I provide value. You know where you provide the most that people are going to be willing to pay you the most. It's probably not going to be the way I do it. You've got to figure that out. And once you figure out where that is, then you've got to put yourself in a position, and you've got to put onto your schedule, and you've got to put into your everyday activity, what is it going to take in order to produce the buyer experience you want them to have? We have to be willing to think. Now, here's the thing. You're going to have to be willing to pay full price if you need to. And that is anathema to information marketers. We love paying half price for stuff. We love getting things on a deal. We love getting things on the launch price. And I don't blame you for feeling like that. We don't like to be left out of a deal. And so, you know, sometimes we'll stockpile these things. But let me tell you something. Sometimes you have to do the thinking about what you need to do. You need to be thinking about what you need to have in your business right now and go pay full price for it now. Go buy it. Don't wait for it to go on sale. You need to go buy it now and put it into your business. Here's why I say that. Full price equals full attention. Half price equals half attention. If you think about your experience and tell me if I'm wrong, you can't do it. Full price equals full attention. Half price equals half attention. A quarter of a price equals a quarter of attention. It's going to sit because you only paid a quarter of a price for it. If you pay full price for the thing, you're going to bite down, and you're going to figure out, well, man, I paid a good chunk for this. What do I need to do with this? Full price equals full attention. Half price equals half attention. So please do not think that just because you got something at a great price, that you're doing something. Just because you bought something at half price, you have not done anything for your business. And here's the flip side to that. It's also true with what you sell. So don't be quick to discount things. So, you know, don't be quick to give people a deal that they don't know you. They're not going to come back to you. You know, if you want to reward customers that have been loyal, that read your emails every day and give them a break, makes total sense. Somebody first meets you, somebody first meets you, you better be careful about giving people a deal when they first meet you, because people start expecting a deal and they're going to buy from you till they get a deal. So be careful about letting people who first meet you for the very first time have access to a deal. At minimum, give a deal to the people who are on your subscriber list, who are part of your community, who are coming, who are part of your learning center, right? Give those people a deal. But somebody first meets you, somebody wants to know how much something costs, somebody wants to know what your coaching price is, you quote them full price. Don't quote full. If you have a page where people want to know how much your information price costs, you send them to the page where the products are full price. Now that might sound contrary to your being able to make a sale, but you want people to buy, you want people to consume what it is that you're selling, and they're less likely to consume it if you give them a deal, unless they're already your customer. So think about that. Full price, full attention. Half price, half attention. Right? And you can go on down the line with other things, right? Quarter price, quarter of attention. Okay, any questions? Any questions?